Wyoming News is being brought to you by Powell's Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Two legal firms representing bankrupt coal company Black Jewel filed explanations with a federal bankruptcy court Tuesday to justify several travel expenses accumulated by attorneys throughout the tumultuous bankruptcy proceedings. The details shed light on why the legal team amassed nearly $225,868 in total expenses over 3 months while coal miners awaited back pay. The response comes after a federal judge last week ordered Black Jewel to provide more details on nearly $74,000 of expenses that company attorneys requested reimbursement for. The court requested additional information on several single-night hotel stays, one of which reached $982.32. Quote, was this hotel room for one person for one night? The court document asked. Was it necessary to stay at the Westin? In response, attorneys at Squire Batten Boggs replied, the amount of $982.32 represents four nights for one person at the Westin. The corporate rate for each night at that hotel was $209. The Westin rate is comparable to other hotels within walking distance of Squire's Cincinnati office where the auction was held. The company also requested $378.24 in reimbursement for a lunch at Jimmy John's on August 5th. Attorneys stated in a filing Tuesday that the lunch fed 60 to 70 people during the second day of the company's coal mine auction. The contested expenses are just a portion of the legal costs racked up by Black Jewel during the bankruptcy process. In addition to the nearly $74,000 in question, legal and consulting firms charged a whopping $5.29 million for fees and expenses extended to Black Jewel during the proceedings, with some firms charging over $1,000 per hour. The unprecedented closure of two Wyoming mines began when Black Jewel lost a crucial creditor and filed for bankruptcy on July 1st. At the time of filing for bankruptcy, Black Jewel owed over $146 million in unpaid taxes. It also owed Wyoming workers over $700,000 in unpaid wages and $900,000 in retirement funds. With the county facing deep budget cuts, organizers at the Park County Fair are looking at ways of saving money while still delivering a quality experience at the annual summer event. Building and Grounds Superintendent Mike Garza and Fair Office Manager Audra Jewell are studying all aspects of the fair, including staffing and grandstand events. Feedback from the public included a request for more community-based events. An ATV rodeo and Ninja Warrior obstacle course are being considered. Garza also addressed the perennial favorite at the fair, the Demolition Derby. He said the sport is on its last legs, with fewer younger drivers coming out to participate. He cited the Fremont County Fair that only had 4 to 5 cars show up for their event this past summer, causing it to lose a substantial amount of money. He said locally organizers have a decision about upcoming derbies. One event that will not be making a return to Park County is jousting, which costs $20,000 to present with only limited interest from the public. Organizers are working with Park County commissioners on ways to save money.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
Football players without shoulder pads and helmets are like you in a vehicle without your seatbelt. I'm Craig Bull, coach of the Wyoming Cowboys. Safety equipment is important on the football field as well as every time you climb behind the wheel of your vehicle. Safety equipment helps prevent serious injuries in football. The big hits delivered on you during a crash will be minimized when you wear your seatbelt. We want you to be safe. Buckle up for your family every trip, every time, and go Pokes. This message is from the Wyoming Seatbelt Coalition.
Multiple reports of scam phone calls are coming from what appears to be a non-emergency Casper Police Department phone number have been made on Wednesday, December 11th. Quote, the scammer tells the recipient he or she is a friend or family member currently in jail, the Casper PD says. The scammer goes on to ask the recipients of the call for money. If you receive one of these scam calls, please hang up immediately and do not provide the caller with any information. Any report of a scam call is concerning, but when scammers are using an official police department number, it's particularly crucial to get the word out, said Casper Police Public Information Officer Rebecca Ladd. We ask that our community help spread this message to prevent anyone from being victimized by this scam. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.